Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I was going to chat with one of my colleagues, but none of my colleagues are actually in the room right now before we get to our next guest. But Fred, you know what I noticed here is, you know, we how many radio stations we have in this building? I don't know,
six,
something like that. So they rotate when you are in Odyssey St. Louis at our building, which the temperature is like 90 degrees right now. There's speakers all over the building, including in the men's and the ladies' room. And I don't even know, does our station get rotated in the talk stations?
Does.
Okay, but... So now they have KZK on, and I noticed them in there. They have Christmas music on, right?
They just went Christmas music this morning.
Right. Why don't we do that? Because like it's always like a big thing for the ratings and everything. Why can't we just go Christmas music year round? Wouldn't that work for us? If so many people demand the Christmas music, Fred, I've suggested this over the years. No one goes for it. Why can't we just go all Christmas all the time?
Because we have a service to our listeners.
Do we? You know what? I do have, we'll get into it next week. I do have some Christmas-related things to get into. My daughter is like way into Christmas right now, and we're not, you know, we're still 2 weeks. Well, I guess we're only about a week and a half from Thanksgiving.
Well,
right?
She was way into Halloween before it was here,
months
too.
Before.
Yes.
You are correct. Hey, Sue, we're going to do another live broadcast a week from Monday. This is going to be fun. The show doesn't get out as often as we would like. We do the Fish Fry broadcast. We did the 97.1 FM Talk birthday party at Lit Cigar Lounge. That was a blast a couple weekends ago, weeks ago. We're going to go to Helen Fitzgerald's, which is known as the Steelers Bar here in St. Louis, but it's also beyond
Love
that.
It.
The place is huge. They do live music there. We're going to do the Guns N' Hoses press conference and weigh-in, and that's going to be a lot of fun to do live. Of course, Guns N' Hoses is a legendary event here in St. Louis. Greg Brown is the fire chief of Eureka, and he's with us this afternoon with a bit of a preview. Chief, how are you? Thanks for jumping on here with us.
Well, and I know I shouldn't correct the host as soon as we get on, but I'm retired now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Greg Brown, Eureka Fire Chief, retired. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Sometimes the host is not very smart. But tell us about, this is pretty cool, and you know, I have had to admit that I've never actually been to Guns N' Hoses. And the reason is because my kids are in town, and you know, it's the night before Thanksgiving. But this is just a legendary event. I always like hearing how much these men and women get into this from a training perspective, because they take it very seriously, don't they?
Oh, absolutely they do. And you know, you can bring your whole family to the event. First of all, because it is going to be the most fun you ever had on the night before Thanksgiving, bar none. I'll guarantee you that. And, you know, the firefighters and the police officers, the men and women who come out and train, yes, they take it extremely seriously. At the very latest, they'll start in August. Some folks train almost all year round because they want to be in the show, and they're in the gym training basically daily. They're probably sparring a couple, three or four times a week, and, you know, just working themselves to become more proficient at what they're doing. So, you know, there's a lot of pride online there where, you know, the first responders, the firefighters and the police officers, were all brothers and sisters in arms. But there is a little rivalry that goes on with that. So, we like to poke fun at each other, but we're all there to serve our citizens and the community that goes on. So everybody trains extremely hard. You got people who come in who haven't done a lot before, maybe no boxing experience or mixed martial arts experience at all, and they get in and they start working and they keep going and going, and it's incredible to see somebody who comes in. And then we've got people who have trained for years, and they come in, and it's just an exciting event. The everything that goes on around it, it's like you're watching a championship fight out of Las Vegas. You know, Steve Holly and Jesse Finney and the whole committee put on an event that is second to none, not just in St. Louis, but anywhere in the world. It's that good. You know, from everything from, you know, obviously the fights, but the opening ceremonies, the 10 count for the officers and firefighters that we've lost in the last year. It is truly an amazing night. And, you know, it's also kind of, and this is our 38th year, and it's become the unofficial start to the holiday season.
That's right. Yeah,
in
I think
St.
that's
Louis.
Fair. That's exactly right.
That's really cool.
So that, of course, the event itself is the night before Thanksgiving at Enterprise Center, but we're going to do on Monday, November 24th, live broadcast from 3 to 6. The event for the weigh-in is really starting at 4 o'clock. It's open to everyone. You can meet the boxers ahead. There's a 50-50 raffle that we're going to do that benefits the families of fallen and injured first responders. Food and drinks will be available. That's going to be a lot of fun. You can find out more at 971talk.com/events. Did you ever do this over the course of history? Did you ever fight, Greg?
Yes, I fought in 98 and 2000.
Nice. How'd you do? You can lie. No one will really know.
You know, they know. It's
yeah, they
one.
Know, right.
I won one. I lost one. You know, some of the guys, the one of the guys I fought with, we're still good friends.
That's awesome.
We talk to each other on a regular basis. And, you know, I've been working, helping train guys and selling tickets and that kind of stuff ever since then. It's a wonderful group of people. It's really grown into a great committee that works real hard all year round so we can do this to support our backstoppers.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, we're looking forward to the broadcast for sure. Now, look, I fight with my wife three or four times a week. Doesn't that kind of put me in good position for training in the future on one of these events? We should do a media thing, Sue, don't you think?
Oh,
me and
no.
Mark Cox throw down
okay.
a couple of rounds.
Oh, dear.
Who'd you take in that one?
I
Did
don't
you take
want
me
to
or
talk
Cox?
About it. Are
Come
you
on,
kidding
place
me?
Your bets.
Uh-uh.
You
not
take
doing
Cox?
It. Not doing it.
Okay. I don't know.
If I was you, I'd challenge him right now, you know, after his... little mishap with his ribs.
He's excellent
idea.
It's not a fair fight.
I wasn't thinking about the rib injury, and I didn't know how public it was. But yes, Chief, that's an excellent idea. Look, I'm throwing the gauntlet down right now. Cox, next week, you and I, we'll do it at the weigh-in. I think it'll be fun. Greg, thank you so much for jumping on here with us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for
right.
having us.
Take care.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.